Advocate Dali Mpofu, who represents suspended public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane, lost it with Qubudile Dyantyi, chairperson of the inquiry investigating whether Mkhwebane should be impeached. The drama started when Mpofu asked for a postponement of the hearing, saying they would like time to prepare for court cases against Mkhwebane.
I've just told you, I don't know if you didn't hear me, that I've been drafting papers since 4 a.m. this morning so that I can be ready at 9 o'clock. No, don't thank me yet. And then, so I'm saying that. Can I finish? No, Mr. Janji. Even if you are chatting, let me finish talking. Let me just finish. I'm finishing.
Please,
yeah. Okay. Now I'm saying that just to give you a practical example. Now I'm supposed to be asking questions to Mr. Jan. Normally, I would have set this morning to prepare for that, to recap her evidence of Saturday, you know, structure my cross-examination and ask her questions. But instead, from 4 o'clock until about 10 to 9, I was sitting doing a document. We had a letter last night from the president's lawyer that said we will need that document by 9, come hell or high water. Because, and that's also understandable, because they have to respond to it. So I had no choice in the matter. So how do you expect me now to ask questions to Mr. Jane and do justice when I have not even prepared? Hold on, Chair.
Mpofu stated his case for the postponement, but the request did not sit well with the chairperson. Mkhwebane's legal representative complained about being muted against his will and being misrepresented and said he felt abused by Dyantyi.
So you say to me, I've made an accusation and you don't want me to respond. What kind of fairness is that?
You've already made that point. Please respond to the clarity sought, Advocate Mpofu.
You know, Mr. Dyantyi.
On the point of order, Chair.
Yes. You're going to regret this, I'm telling you now.
On the point of order, Chair.
Your day will come. I just want to say to you that, you know, the only reason I'm tolerating what you're doing to me is really for the interest of the client. Otherwise, you're not entitled to abuse me like you're abusing me. I'm senior to you in many ways, not just in age, but in many ways, you know it. So you have no right to abuse me, but fine, you've got the power now, you can exercise it, but you'll pay one day. Yeah. But anyway, I was saying, Chairperson, that is the... Pardon?
It's threatening me now.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Please conclude what you have to say and attend to that. I would make a ruling.
No, it's not. Actually, it's not a threat, as I said. It's a promise.
Some MPs in the Section 194 inquiry were not happy with Mpofu's comments and want him to be investigated.
Chairperson, I would like to place on record that I am extremely concerned regarding what was said and directed at you, Chairperson. In terms of the Powers, Privileges and Immunities Act, no member of parliament may be threatened to exercise his or her duty. It doesn't matter by whom and in which circumstances. So could we please place that on record, and could we also investigate the matter, because this is a serious breach of that particular act. Thank you.
It is absolutely unheard of what Mr. Mpofu just now did. He threatens you as a chairperson of a parliamentary committee. He's an officer of the High Court. He should know better. And I want you to investigate this in terms of powers and privileges and take the necessary steps. Thank you.
I'm disappointed in the way that you are treating Advocate Mpofu. I mean, you are so impatient. You've allowed Advocate Bauer to go on and on and on, and you've never interjected. And this has been consistent with the way you conduct yourself in this inquiry. So I'm just saying, go home, do an introspection, and really restrain yourself. You are the chair. You should not be biased. Not make it too obvious that you are on whose side.
Dyantyi ruled that a postponement of the cross-examination of the witness by Mpofu would be granted, but the sitting would not be postponed. During a tea break, Mpofu said he was not scared of Dyantyi. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.
You're out of order. Change again.
I'm not scared of that guy.